This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Backpacking Blisters podcast. Thank you for joining the show. With me today is Jesse, a man who was once approached by a salesman who asked if he wanted to buy a pocket calculator. No thanks, Jesse replied. I know how many pockets I have already.
Two, sometimes three. I can count them on this many fingers. You got it. With me today is the only man who keeps a decapitated Barbie doll head in his back pocket in case someone asks for 100 doll hairs.
My name is Carl Mandrio, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Carl Mandrio. Carl Mandrioli.
Thank you.
You would do that.
I got 100 doll hairs. There's got to be more than 100 on a Barbie doll head, right?
Yeah, but you know how weird it would just to be like pull out a Barbie doll head and say, yeah. Hey, you want $100? And
yeah.
They're like, yeah, sure. And you just pull out this like dead, this decapitated Barbie doll head.
That sounds like top 10 ways to get fired as a teacher.
Yeah,
right there.
That's probably true. Yeah, absolutely.
My teacher like pull out like a Barbie doll head like in the middle of class and like said it was money. I don't know what's going on there.
Now do that on the trail. That should be the trivia. Whoever loses trivia, or you know, got
to
do that.
Yeah, is to do that. That would be very awkward for sure. I got plenty of doll hairs. That's so funny, man. All right, so we got a gear episode. Gear episode, yeah.
Gear. Oh, yeah. I'm all about that gear.
The best gear under $100. So we did a similar episode last year. I did this one with Derek. I think it was like gear under like 40 or 50 bucks, but you know, with inflation, we got to up it a little bit.
We got to up it. Although like most of my stuff, like I got a good range. It's like not everything's like hitting that $100 range. There's some in the 50, mm-hmm. you know, 60. Keeping it reasonable.
That's good. Yeah, I'm the same way. I actually have some of this. I think one in particular that's really cheap. So yeah. So we got some gear talk today, and Jesse's definitely a gear expert. And so we'll see how you respond to my list, and I'll probably have a thought on your list as well. So,
okay.
All right. I got a Bible verse for the episodes. John 6:12, when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost. Okay. This is obviously referring to like the miracle with the fish and the bread.
Yeah.
Feeding the 5,000, exactly. So this is an example of valuing what we have and not wasting anything. So, Jesse, what is something that you hate to waste?
Oh, my creme brulee, my backpacker's pantry creme brulee. Oh,
it doesn't have to be backpacking.
I would rip that bag open and lick it if I could. It is backpacking related, but that is legit. I hate to waste that stuff.
Okay.
What about you?
Gotcha. Well, I will say, I don't know if I followed up with you on this thought, because you recommended me get this, I think it was like a couple years ago.
So
you're like, this is the best.
It's the best.
It's worth the extra weight. It's worth whatever.
It. It's so worth it.
And I did. I bought it, and honestly, like, it was good, but I don't know that I enjoy it as much as you do.
You're wrong. You did enjoy it. You did enjoy it as much as I wanted you to. You just haven't realized it yet.
If you come on a backpacking trip with me in the next year or so, mental note, I'm going to get you one. So
sure.
I'll just watch you enjoy, and that'll fill my soul right there.
One of the things that I think like I don't want to spend too much time on this, but one of the things that like I think made it nostalgic is like the first time I had it was like a cold mountain night. And so did you make it hot? Do you remember I told you had to make it hot? It recommends cold, but you gotta make it hot.
I think I made it hot, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's just so good.
Okay. Anyways. We'll try, maybe I'll get one for me, one for you, and then we'll enjoy it together, and maybe I'm it's more the experience. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
But when I go on my backpacking, my birthday backpacking trip, I even bring a little candle and put a little candle in it and tell myself happy birthday.
Sounds so sad. Happy birthday to myself. Oh.
I love solo backpacking. It's so amazing.
I
know, amazing. But
it sounds sad because I don't like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's fun for me.
So I hate to waste paper, to answer your question from earlier.
As a teacher, that must be really hard.
Well, what I do is if I make excess copies, or I don't know, the copy machine is always a battle. And so if I make something that's supposed to be double-sided, it goes single-sided. I try to recycle it like myself as much as possible. So I have like whole stacks of single-sided paper. And I honestly like print eBay labels on them when I'm selling stuff on eBay. So that's my way of recycling.
You sell that many things on eBay? Like you have a stack this big and you're going to actually get through that stack by the end of the year?
I sell a fair amount of stuff on eBay. That's so wild. Yeah. Wild. I mean, yeah, that's kind of my side hustle, right?
It's
so
true.
It's a good question. I don't go through it all. Sometimes I'll use it for the students themselves. I'll say, okay, they need to fill out something. And so I'll cut up the papers and make a little half sheet and that kind of thing. Now we're talking teaching stuff. We don't talk about this. That's just papers, my answer. So moving on. let's get to gear, backpacking gear.
Gear.
Okay. All right. So I've got, how many do you have on your list?
Well, I gave myself a couple of extra ones. Okay. So I have.
Why? Do you think we're going to have the same things?
You just never know. Okay. I always like having solutions or options. So I have four, and then one is kind of cheating. It's two and one. And then actually two is kind of cheating. It's two and one. But you'll understand when I get there. Four. And then I have a spare and I have a bonus one. The bonus one I really want to get to. So five?
Okay.
Five with an extra one in case you take one of mine.
All right. Let's see. I think I just got four. There's one I'm concerned about. We're going to have the same thing, but there's only one. So we'll see.
Okay. Let's see.
All right. Since you got more than me, why don't you go first?
Sure. So the first one is, I know this is mostly audio. Most people can hear this, but for those who can see this, this is the Cascade Mountain Tech Ultralight Carbon Fiber Trekking Pole. This bad boy is only 5.6 ounces. And a pair of them will only set you back $65 over on Amazon. Now, the Cascade Mountain Tech trekking poles are also sometimes called the Costco poles, but those aren't the ones that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ultralight versions. They don't collapse into three. They only collapse down into one, but they're 5.6 ounces. They are less than a pound.
Okay. 5.6 a piece, you're saying?
Yeah. So it's like...
So what's both of them?
11.1 ounces? Is that right? 11.2?
Close. 11.2, yeah. Okay, 11.2 ounces so, I think is lighter than the trekking poles that I have. I got some black diamond ones that are carbon fiber. What did you say those were made out of?
These are carbon fiber. Yep.
Okay.
And they're $65 versus your black diamond ones, which were like $365.
They were ridiculous expensive. They weren't that much. I think they were like $160, and I had to use a coupon and my dividend, and I barely used them. I actually plan on using them for my Red Peak Pass, like one day epic trip. So I still have them stored, and I'm planning on using them this summer. But dude, that's a really amazing answer. So they're carbon fiber, $60-something. Cascade, what is it? Cascade Trails?
Cascade Mountain Tech.
What? Yeah. Why are they so cheap then?
And Cascade Mountain Tech is like a legit company. It's not just some cheap Chinese company. These are legit. I use these on my through hike and these are the ones to get. They're like the price, like it's mind blowing.
Yeah. No, that's a really good answer, man. I will say though that the carbon fiber poles, if you're like really aggressive with trekking poles and you're like jamming them in for stream crossings, they're going to break. They're just going to break. So you got to be careful with them.
But that's the same true with aluminum ones. If you get aluminum ones, at least ultralight aluminum ones and super ultralight, same thing. They can bend, they can warp. So it's like you just trekking poles. So, but if you're going to spend trekking poles, if you're going to risk breaking something, get a $65 pair so that in a few years, if you have to replace them, go ahead and replace them.
Yeah. I'm with you. Although I've seen like tips break off the aluminum ones. I haven't seen them like warp and break like you're suggesting, but you might be more of a trekking pole expert than me. So,
I have not broke. Yeah. I've never used anything but carbon fiber. Mm-hmm. I've not seen aluminum. I've not had aluminum ones, and I've not had aluminum ones bend because of that. But I have friends who have.
Okay.
So I do know it's possible. I do know that the tips on these ones, you know, that's my biggest issue is that they can get dull, so they're not as good. But yeah, if you're using the rubber end, anyways, I love them.
You're trying to get past them, but I'm really impressed with that answer. I didn't even realize that they were carbon fiber options that cheap. So I'm gonna say well done on that one, my friend. Well done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, hey.
All right. So my first one, do I go with one we talked about before? Or do we go with something new?
Hit the oldie but a goodie.
Oldie but a goodie. Let's get warmed up here. All right. So
a tent. I got you. It's like a tent pad floor plan. What do you call
a tent pad floor plan? Okay.
Ground sheet. That's what I meant.
Well, okay. I don't want to respond to that. I'm going to say something else. I've got. Yeah, go for it. We've talked over the years about water filters and the best ones and the worst ones and why we hate this one, why we like this one. And we've changed, and then, you know, we go to the trendy one, which I think last year for me was the Platypus Quick Draw. Oh. And I tried that for a little while, and I just keep on coming back to the Sawyer Squeeze. No matter which direction I go, no matter what new one I try out, I get really impressed. But, man, that thing is just the most reliable one that I have. And so,
it's sturdy.
Yeah, $39. It's not the lightest weight one, but... You know, I just think that's the best option out there for reliability. So if you're going to be doing a lot of backpacking, you're going to be doing longer trails, longer, whatever, trips, this is the one that I would go with. It's, and then if you, you know, put a lot of liters through it, then it's not so expensive. You can't replace every year or two. So this is one we've talked about, but I have kind of branched off in different areas, and this is where I'm landing. My favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're landing, you're solidifying your answer here with the Sawyer. Hey, I like the Sawyer. I don't think you can ever go wrong with a Sawyer Squeeze, for sure. I am currently using the Platypus, but I haven't done a ton of testing with it. You've probably done more testing with the Platypus than I have.
Yeah, well, the last time I tested was in Canada, my friend, and I had a hard time with that, so...
Yeah, that's right. That's
anyway, right, but that. You know what? I'm not doing... I know since we're on YouTube as well, I should be doing the show until I didn't think that through, so... I don't have one to show, but I think most people know what that one is. That's backpack before.
Veteran YouTuber here, you know, just prepped.
You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. All right.
What I'm doing, yeah.
Next one.
Next one is the Outdoor Vitals Tern Sun Hoodie. It's a merino wool sun hoodie. Okay. It is only 5.4 ounces, and it is $85 if you're not an Outdoor Vitals Live Ultralight member, and it's $72 if you are.
Wait, are you a Live Ultralight member?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm saving up all my dollars, and I'm looking forward to buying something. I actually probably will buy a new Tern hoodie because this is the one that I've got.
Okay.
And as you can see, it's got a massive hole. For those who can't see and can hear, it's got a massive hole under the armpit because that's where I tripped and fell and got a gouge.
Wait, you tripped and fell and tore a hole in your armpit? How did you fall?
Not in my armpit, okay. But it's actually under my armpit. It's the side of my shirt. I can't quite show you. There you go.
Yeah, I can see. See it? Yep. There's a hole on the side of the shirt. It looks like, honestly, if I had to describe it, it looks like a blown out shirt from Bad B.O. Like the stank just blew a hole there.
It was
there.
A stank. Yeah, exactly. just disintegrated the wool fibers. No, actually, that's one of the reasons I love this thing, Carl, okay? Is because it doesn't stink.
Mm.
Sure, while you're wearing it, you stink and it stinks with you. Okay. But then you hang it up to dry for an evening and you take it out, you put it on the next day, and it's just amazing.
Okay.
Like I love this thing, you know. Yeah, I really love it. I
I love it so much that I just love it, and that's fine. That's good. That's what you want.
No, I really do. It's lightweight. It keeps me cool, but it also adds a little bit of extra warmth. So it's like on those cooler mornings, I find that with like a light something over top is enough to actually keep me warm.
Okay.
Sometimes just that. When it's hot though, it's so light. The air just breathes right through it. So I love it. It's a looser fabric. It's not synthetic. I've been testing out a synthetic hoodie recently, and I just am like, I'm getting a Tern. I'm going to replace that Tern ASAP.
Man, you're in on the Outdoor Vital stuff. You name drop them on, I think, every time we have you on. So you must really dig their stuff.
I actually do really appreciate them. Like I love innovation. I love companies that are actually looking for ways. I'm even okay to forgive a company if they innovate on something and it's just dud. Mm. It didn't really work. If they're at least trying, trying to innovate in other areas, I'll forgive so many mistakes if they've got something good. And I think this is one where it's like, hey, they created something really great.
What does that forgiveness look like to the company? Do you message them on their social media and say, this was a terrible product, but I appreciate the innovation. I forgive you.
No, but I do. I'm in regularly in contact with Outdoor Vitals, as you know. So I give them feedback where I'll be like, hey, this is the issue with this product. I don't think this is this is good to go. These are some of the products. And some products are like, hey, love this product. Love these things about it. These are some of the things you should be aware of. Yeah. The Tern, for example, it's a super lightweight wool, which means it's super easy to break. And so if you're getting snagged on a tree, this thing has got a few different small little holes from like pine trees that those like dead branches snag you and they rip right through it. Okay. And so that's the drawback. But I love everything else about it. It's worth it.
Okay, so good hoodie, but if you struggle like Jesse does walking into trees, maybe just be careful.
Or you walk through the Canadian Rockies where it's just bushwhacking sometimes, okay?
I'm just
Not
kidding.
All of us have these nice manicured trails, Carl, okay? Not all of us do our backpacking in grocery stores.
To your own detriment. All right, I just bought this piece of gear a couple months ago, right before the Grand Tetons trip, the one that was, you know, super rainy, super cold, and I knew I wasn't going to get away with not having these. I had bought, they're rain pants is the short answer, but yeah. Okay, you have a strong reaction. Hold that thought. I had rain pants that I think I had from like the late 90s that lasted me forever, and finally I trashed them a few years ago, and then I thought, you know what, like, do I really need the rain pants? And so I went a couple years without any, and I thought, I'm not going to get away on this trip. I'm going to get my legs soaked. I'm going to be freezing cold. And sure enough, that's what would have happened. So you go and you look at rain pants, and oh my goodness, for some of the entry-level brands, that's like $150. I know. And then some of the higher ends are like over $200 for rain pants.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
So I was just prepared to spend at least $100. I did go to REI. I bought REI brand essential rain pants is what they call them. And I bought it for cheaper than this, but I just checked the price now and they're going for $60.
That's all right. Is it Gore-Tex?
They're not Gore-Tex, but they are waterproof. And here's the key though, is that they have a wide variety of sizes. And what I mean by that is not just like the large, extra large, small. So they'll have, you know, like, medium size short, like if you have kind of like a longer torso with short legs.
Really specific.
I bought medium size tall pants because I'm taller but had the thinner waist, and they fit me so perfectly that, like, my concern with wearing pants while hiking is, especially like rain pants, is that there's going to be some sort of like resistance and to make my hiking less efficient. Did not have that issue. That's really kept me perfectly warm and dry for that type of a trip. I don't know if I'm bringing them every trip, but that's my take. What do you think?
No, that's actually, I'm really impressed by the sizing. Does REI have that kind of like specific sizing in like all their pants, or is it just rain pants?
No, I wish. Yeah. For whatever reason, just the rain pants had a bunch of different options.
That's wild. No, I mean, that's actually super cool. I used to hate on rain pants, used to think they were ridiculous until I went on a trip where I almost caught hypothermia, probably because I didn't have rain pants. And I ended up realizing that rain pants are really good camp pants. If you're like,
they
pants are sopping wet at the end of the day, because I usually, like, I won't stop to put on rain pants. Like, to me, it just doesn't make sense. I'll just hike through. But it's nice at the end of the day to throw on some rain pants. Even if it is drizzling, you can sit down around camp and not have like wet, soggy pants on. So I've been won over.
Wait, tell me about the hypothermia though. So what were you wearing? Were you just wearing shorts, or did you have other kind of pants, or just no long bottoms?
What'd
you have?
I'm trying to remember what pants I would have been using at that time. That was before I got my Satu pants. So yeah, no, it was just some sort of Costco active pants, and just like a super thin nylon material pants. And the issue was, it was raining all that day, and that night it was dipping to close to freezing. And I like literally told the guys, because like some of the guys that I was hiking with brought rain pants. I was like, oh no, I don't wear rain pants. I just go, and then, you know, when you get to camp, you can warm up and you get yourself into your sleeping bag, and that's all you need. And the next day, you know, whatever, you shake out your pants, get them in, get going, everything's fine. And it started raining, continued raining, and then started just getting way colder, and we were going up elevation, and I had nothing to change into. So when we were at camp, I'm like, nothing but my freezing cold rain pants or freezing cold pants that are just soaked with rain. And I'm just standing around eating, shivering, and I'm feeling the shivers getting worse and worse and worse.
Oh yeah, that's the worst.
And then, so finally go into my sleeping bag, and I think I actually had to use some of those hot hands and wrap them around, because I was like literally just shivering there, like shivering. And so that's when I say hypothermia, that's what I knew, is I knew I was getting to those early stages of hypothermia because I had uncontrollable shivering.
For sure.
Which is pretty scary. Okay. But hey.
It is. No, I've been there for sure. It's very scary. And again, I'm not bringing these every trip, but trips where it's going to be shoulder seasons, colder, rainy, they might come. And like you said, last thing that you kind of sparked a thought with the around camp stuff is I think that material is not penetrable
gotcha.
by mosquitoes.
Oh yeah.
So yep. It can protect your legs too. All right. Next one, what you got?
Okay. This is if somebody's wanting to go ultralight on their cook kit, if they're wanting to go to the next level, or if somebody's looking to buy somebody like a gift for their, whatever, you could get two things, which is not a jet boil, is superior to a jet boil. And it is.
One of the things is not a jet boil. Yeah,
it's not a jet boil. It's better than jet boil.
Okay.
And it is the Tokes Titanium 750 milliliter pot. You can also get a lighter, smaller pot. I have the 550, but 750 okay. is probably good for the average person. That's only 3.6 ounces. Will set you back $35. And you can get the BRS stove with that, which is only 1 ounce. And that will set you back $17. It's actually cheaper than it used to be. So a total of just under $55 for a pot and stove combo that will only be 4.6 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
How heavy is your jet boil?
I don't know off the top of my head because it's not on my list because it actually came out to be more than $100.
Yeah, more than $100 and probably close to a pound.
It's got to be... It's going to be, okay, it's less than a pound between the stove and the pot, but it's definitely more than what you're describing because it has that bottom kind of like fuel efficiency part of the pot, which is going to add a little bit of weight for sure. But I think one of the greatest things about the BRS 3000 stove is that it just puts out so much fuel that like you have a little mini flamethrower. So somebody like you that has a beard, like, I mean, you could have like a flaming beard by the time you're done cooking, right?
Not if you are an experienced backpacker, Carl. I know.
Okay.
I'm looking at your clean face, and I'm thinking that must be where your beard has gone. Is just constantly being consumed by what kitchen fumes, the getting too close to the elements on the stove.
Yeah. Warming my face when it's cold, right? I'm like, oh, I'll just put it next to the stove.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say thumbs down on that one. Well, I get the Toke stuff, but the BRS thing, man, get rid of that.
Keep it.
Okay, you can stick with that. All right, I got my controversial one.
Ooh.
Controversy. All right, two reasons why this is controversial. Number one is that I haven't tried it out personally. I have been on a trip where somebody had it, so I checked it out.
Okay.
And then I did the research on it, and so everything this guy said, it happens to be Jason from Indiana on our Teton trip,
okay,
is literally checking out. So this is something I'm considering purchasing.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, but here's the other reason why it's controversial, is because it's something that I said that I is useless.
Is it a buff?
In the past. No, how dare you? No. How dare you? It's... It is a footprint type thing. All right.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this. Go with it.
Yeah. Like you think you know which one I chose?
I'm wondering.
Okay. So this is a Polycrow footprint by Six Moon Designs, and it's $9.34. It weighs in at about an ounce and a half. All right. So my number one complaint about the footprint is that they're heavy. They usually weigh in at about, 6 ounces to half pounds, sometimes more than that. Mm-hmm. My other complaint about the footprint is that they're expensive. They usually cost $30-$50. I know some brands are starting to, include them in, but they're extra weight, sometimes extra cost. I still don't bring a footprint. However, I do realize now that some of those really high-end, like $700 tents have such thin material on the bottom that abrasions could rip some holes in there. And so for an ounce and for $9 and change, like I think it might be, if you have a really expensive tent, this might be your solution. Is this what I'm bringing for most of my tents? No, but I do have one tent that has a thinner bottom. So I might bring this.
So, okay.
What do you think?
I'm not opposed to this. I can't push back too much, but I'm going to play devil's advocate and just like hypothetically say, here's my issue. Okay.
All right.
What's the problem with micro abrasions on the bottom of your tent? You have a tent.
What's a micro abrasion?
Well, like little, just like I'm not talking, obviously, like if you have a major, like a 4-inch gash, that's going to cause some problems. You can get critters coming in. You can get bugs coming in. Obviously, that's a big enough hole that like significant water and moisture could come up. But like little 1/2-inch, 1/4-inch pokes and holes there, What's the risk there? I don't understand why people are so concerned about getting little holes in the bottom of their tent when it's like, if you have a fly, you're shedding that water off. And unless you're on a hill where water is coming underneath your tent or in a puddle, like
So my thought would be, it's a good question. My thought would be that the holes themselves are probably not the big an issue. You get a small hole here, small hole there, not an issue, but it's just kind of like, you know, the floodgates, right? Like you get a small hole. Now it's easier to get snagged, to make into a big hole or to a big rip.
That's fair.
I've seen one tent that suffered that in my years. Exactly. And that actually happened to be one of the, like, I think version one of one of the Outdoor Vitals single man tents. Mm. So that was the only one I've seen. But again, I'm not the guy buying the $700 tent, so they might have different experiences than me.
So I don't know. No, that's fair. I think that's actually a really good point because, you know, like I've had it before just from an aesthetic point where it's like I have my tent, that I absolutely love, my X-Mid. And it's like when I'm starting to get little holes in it, I'm like, no, my favorite tent. Like it's emotional. Like I care about this tent. Right. But other than that, I don't like logically, I'm like, who cares if there's like a little like needle poked through? It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But that being said, so when I don't use the Polycro. I have heard of the Polycro. Great idea. But I love putting down, because I'm a cold sleeper, I just put down a Mylar blanket. Mylar blanket is almost as thick as Polycro, just a little bit thinner. And if you double it up, it's actually just as thick. And it also reflects that heat back up to you. So it keeps you a little bit toastier or warmer. A little bit noisy.
Well, what's the weight on that? I don't care about that stuff. Just what's the weight on it?
Ooh, I actually don't know if I've...
Like an ounce and a half, man. And actually, if you had a smaller one, it's like 1.2 ounces.
Yeah, it's got to. Oh, yeah, it'd be around that for sure. Like, it's got to be an ounce and a half for sure. They're super ultralight, right? They're just those emergency blankets.
I do not claim to be, you know, an expert in the area of footprints because, again, I don't have the expensive tents. No, but
hey, this is a great one. And I know the Polycro ones are out there. The Tyvek ones are out there, too. And I've just started telling people, like, hey, instead of those two other options that are popular, Mylar sheets work well, too.
Fair enough. All right. Good comeback. You're not going to really push back more on like me saying like get a footprint when for years I've been saying don't get a footprint.
No,
like,
because
you're taking it easy on me, man.
No. Yeah, I could have pushed back. No, if you had said like, I don't know, if you had said something like legit, like get a poly, like not a Polycro, but like a sil poly footprint, or if your whole thing was really like, if you were like, oh man, no, you can't get holes in the bottom of your tent because it will damage the water, then I would push back. But it's like, no, I understand. Yeah. If you're somebody who really wants to protect your sheet, do it in the cheapest, lightest way possible. Fair.
And just to clarify, so you said you'd gotten some holes in your X-Mid. Do you have a ground sheet for that?
I use the Mylar.
And you still got the holes?
I don't always use the Mylar. I did on the GDT, but I don't always. So it's possible. I'm trying to think of when I would have got those. But I don't think I got any more on my through hike with them. But I had a few from before that.
Because my point being is if you still got the holes and you were using the ground sheet, then I'm going to take back everything I just said.
Fair enough. Well, one of the things that actually is legitimately annoying, this has happened to me before, is you put down your ground sheet, then you put down your tent. And in the process, if there's some wind or even just you moving around has kicked up some stuff that gets in between your ground sheet and your tent, you're back at this. Mm. Like I literally had a pine cone once.
Right.
Roll under and I didn't notice it. And I get in my tent and I feel this like lump and it's this sharp, pointy pine cone. Well, what was my ground sheet doing anything? My ground sheet wasn't doing anything because it got in between the two. So, I mean, that's just, you got to be careful of those things, but whatever.
For sure. All right. Let's do one more each. What you got?
One more.
You can choose your bonus one. Now's your chance.
Oh no, the bonus one comes at the end. It's good.
This is, I'm giving you one more. You are allowed to do one more, Jesse. You're saying nay. You're saying nay. I'm doing one more plus a bonus one.
You're doing one more, right?
I'm doing one more.
Okay, so then we're both doing one more, and then there'll be a bonus one.
You're violating the rules. This is unprecedented.
I can't end with a bonus. The whole point of a bonus one is it's like everything ends, and then there's a bonus one.
And then, oh, by the way. All right.
Exactly. Oh, all by right, the
it
way.
It better be good then.
It will be good. I think you'll like
high
it.
High expectations.
High expectations. Well, that's up to you, I guess. We'll find out. Okay. So my last one is depending on, so it goes with the gear you should buy. So this one goes, there's like a choose your own adventure. Some people really suffer with cold feet. when backpacking, and some people really lose a ton of heat up here. And so two things.
He's pointing to his head just to clarify. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Lose your heat on your head. So same company, Goose Feet Gear creates down booties that are only 2 ounces, as well as a down hood that is 1.5 ounces. That's like crazy light. This is super ultralight materials and super ultralight stuff for only $93. And they have some really cool customs. You can choose some different custom colors and different things. And you can get that over on Garage Grown Gear. So, you know, I do have, I don't have the Goose Feet Gear. I love them, but would love to get them sometime. But I had down booties and I had a down hood, which is just excellent on the trail. So I love those things. So sometimes on a colder night, they're great. If you want to splurge and get like the right color, go for Goose Feet Gear. You're supporting local. You're supporting, well, not local to me because I'm Canadian, but local to Americans.
Well, and just to clarify, so it's Goose Feet and they have down booties. Are they in the shape of goose feet?
No. No.
Okay, that's not as good.
It's made with goose feathers in your feet, Carl. No, I get that. Feet,
I get it.
Carl.
I get it. It's just more fun if they were in the shape.
Goose feathers by your feet. So it's like you have goose feet.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for filling it out for me. I like those as a solution to cold feet, cold head. I do.
Yeah.
I have seen, and maybe not this one, but I've seen the down... you know, beanies on people, and they do look kind of silly.
Oh, do you want to see mine? So, okay, for those people.
I didn't know if you wanted to mess up your hair, so. Yeah. That's like a full balaclava.
Yeah, this is the full balaclava.
That's not just a beanie.
This is what I use. Yeah. There we go. Look at, man, I look fantastic.
Yeah, that one's actually not as bad as what I've seen with the down beanie,
This is what I use, because if you're using a quilt, right? You don't get the hood. And so I have a quilt and I love using this, but I don't need this every single time. But on really cold nights, I'm always glad to have this.
Right. Okay. That's not too bad. But I have seen silly ones, just to clarify. I don't know if it's from that brand, but good. That's a good answer, man. You're bringing it. I love your ideas so far. So well done. I'm excited for your bonus one.
Oh.
Okay. My last one, I've mentioned these. I don't know that I got super specific with them, though, but I've referenced that I have these, but I haven't said like brand or model or whatever. And that is... also, to stay warm, it's funny, we have a lot of warm stuff here. The Pearl Izumi Elite Thermal Arm Warmers. Okay?
I've never even heard.
At the time that we're recording this, they're actually on sale for $26. And they're thermal, and so they actually, like, I wear them frequently, especially, you know, just when I go out for runs. I can wear them with a t-shirt, and it feels like I'm wearing a sweatshirt,
what,
to be honest.
What are they? Sorry, describe them. I don't know even what this is.
Like arm sleeves?
Oh, like, so they're just like, they're like a buff? Is this, it's a glorified buff.
How do you wear your buff, Jesse?
I'm sorry.
It's not a glorified, they're arm sleeves. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're sitting, like, not, no.
No, I got you.
You're so funny. It took me a second. I'm a little slow here. It took me a second. Now I get what you're saying.
A buff is
the shirt sleeve.
Okay. Not
shirt
arm
sleeve that's
sleeve.
Cut. Short, like a t-shirt sleeve cut. That's the buff. The thermal arm sleeve is a long sleeve. It's actually intended to be a sleeve.
It's a buff for your arm.
For a long sleeve. But of course, way less expensive than a buff.
Okay.
Way less.
Okay.
And thermal. And so you're hiking and you know, you're starting off in the morning. You want to, you know, that extra layer, you put these on, you don't want to take your backpack off, you take them off while you're hiking. Boom. Efficient, warm, lightweight, $26, not a buff. What you got?
No, I like that. I've never used something like this. I've never actually even seen something like this on trail. I think I saw this in one of your videos. I thought they look absolutely ridiculous. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of like those old fashioned ladies' gloves that go up like half their arm. That's what they remind me of.
if you fancy. Actually wear gloves, like warm gloves, and the color matches,
yeah,
they would look exactly like that too.
Like super fancy backpacking style.
Yeah, that's so funny, man.
But no, I do like about them is you mentioned the idea of efficiency, and I love the idea of like start cold, hike cold is like you just get going. Don't put on layers, you'll get warm.
Right.
And so what's nice about this is it blends both worlds. You can actually start hiking warm and it's efficient. So I
right.
I, Would I get it? I don't know. Only if I had matching gloves and it could look fancy while I'm backpacking.
You know they look better is if you have white ones. Yeah. And with white gloves. Exactly. Then it really
with know. Like just a little bit of shine, like a little bit of nylon shininess to it, you know? Yeah. That's what you need.
Yeah. Super fancy. Super That's fancy. So funny.
Oh okay. My gosh. Bonus.
So I will say, like, okay, before you get to your bonus one, I know you're excited about it, but I will say that the thermal ones are slightly thicker than it's your typical sleeve, but if you want, they have sun sleeves, which will actually, you know, protect you from the sun, but they actually do keep you a little bit warmer as well. And they weigh nothing. And you can, I feel like you can find a pair of those on Amazon for like 10 bucks.
How much are,
so even cheaper.
Or how much do the thermal ones you're talking about weigh?
So the good brand Pearl Izumi, how much do they weigh? I should have that information. I don't.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. I'll put it in the show description, but I want to say they weigh a couple ounces.
Okay. And how much were they again?
26 on sale.
Okay. 28. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Bonus. What you got?
Bonus. Backpacking Bonus. Gear under $100 that you, listener, you should buy.
Fellow adventurer.
Fellow adventurer. Fellow adventurer. Yeah. That's what I meant by that, of course. I did not mean people who listen to this podcast. I mean people who are on adventures with us as they listen to this podcast, correct. Which, speaking of which, is take the glory of backpacking and blisters on your next adventure by buying a Patreon membership and getting more than just the normal downloads. You can get behind the scenes, bonus episodes, more content, and maybe even go backpacking with the fellow people of Backpacking Blisters for only $7 a month, $84 a year. It comes in under $100. And I think that's the bonus one, right? I mean, come
on. It's only $5 a month US, but you're in Canada.
Sorry, I'm in Canada. So, yeah. I did think it was like, I thought it was only $5, but it says it's $7 a month. So when I just checked it before doing this episode. So that's my bonus one.
That's super nice of you. I did not tell Jesse to say that. Obviously, I was not even wanting him to do his bonus one, but
no, that's why we would love. I can do that. I can do that because, you know, guest host, you're the actual. Yeah. But no, actually,
you
like,
can get away with
I think this is a great idea. If somebody's looking for the adventurer in their life, what to get them for a podcast or for a gift or something like that, whether it's birthday or whatever the case might be, you can always just buy them a Patreon membership.
Yeah. For sure. And we got some trips coming up for 2023. And we got some information either out or coming out, depending upon when you listen/watch this episode. So thanks, man. I really appreciate that. All right. So it's time for trivia. And it's my trivia for you this time. I got some trivia. And this one is called $100 Trivia. Oh. Coming up right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Are you looking to be less sore, a stronger climber, or simply faster on the trail? Then check out the Training for Trekking podcast. These bite-sized episodes are full of excellent information that can improve your trail performance. He's specially trained in sports science and strength and conditioning to get your body in the right shape and prepared for adventure. Check out the Training for Trekking podcast wherever you get your podcast.
$100 trivia. Okay, so Jesse, if you lose, You've got to carry one small piece of gear for me the next time we go backpacking. Small piece of gear.
What defines small? Because,
okay. Like a little like mini sunblock thing or handful of pack ornaments. I don't know.
Handful of what?
Pack ornaments?
No. But sure. Something small. I'm down. I'm down with something small.
Okay.
And what carabiner? What if I win? What, do you have to carry something small for me?
Well, you don't usually do that. You usually about the losses.
No, I'm just throwing it out. I'm throwing it out. Let's make a bargain here.
Sure. If you can remember, you probably can't. If you can remember to make me do that, like I'll actually remember this, and so you're gonna have to pay up. But if you can remember that you won this trivia, then I will do that for you 100%. So
okay, I'll remember.
Okay, $100 trivia. And so each of these questions is basically, I'm going to describe an item for you. Is it over or under $100?
So it's like reverse Price is Right almost. It's like
yeah, it's like 50-50 shots. It's pretty easy here to win this one. Okay?
Okay, go for it.
All right. First one is the Lego Infinity Gauntlet set. You know, like the Infinity Hand that...
Yeah.
What's his face used?
Oh, that's...
Thanos?
That's easily over $100. Lego is freaking expensive.
I wasn't even done describing it. Okay. Oh. It's made for adults and it has a sturdy stand to go with it.
Oh, yeah. The stand alone is $100.
Yeah. A stand by itself is $100. Okay.
With a Lego brand on it. It's like Lego. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, exactly.
It looks like hand size, but on Amazon today, it was going for $60. So incorrect.
Oh. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I think they're trying to push it as like a gift. But like you can't, I mean, it's like something you display, but you can't really play with that, right? Like you can't wear it.
Yeah. To be honest, when you said it looks small, like I was thinking like a hand, like it's actually like Thanos's hand size.
Well, it's like adult hand size. Thanos looks a lot bigger than your regular adult, doesn't he?
Okay. But like an adult can put their hand in this gauntlet.
I don't know. It's unclear.
There's no way it's $60. There's no way.
Oh, okay. Well. Too bad. You're wrong. So it is $60. All right. Here we go. Next one is I've got an Anker portable charger for MacBooks specifically. It is 19,000 MAHs. I forget. Mega amp hours.
Milliamp hours. Yeah.
Milliamp hours capacity. So it's not like when you bring backpacking unless you're going to bring a MacBook backpacking or like an iPad. So 19K.
19,000. Anker.
Yes.
MacBook.
Portable charger. For MacBooks.
Specifically for MacBooks or can it just like USB-C?
It's like, I think it said like, you know, just computers basically. Plug it in.
I'm going to say under $100.
$109. You're 0-2. You've already lost trivia, my friend. Already lost.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Wow. You know what's really frustrating is that I just Googled the Lego Infinity Gauntlet, and even in Canada, I still lost because it's $900. It's $90.99. Like literally one penny. So I can't even be like, well, in Canada, it's over $100. Oh my goodness. Okay. Right. So 0-2. I've lost.
But don't worry. If you get all three wrong, I'll make you carry two items. So we got that.
Didn't agree with this. So.
I didn't think you'd go for three. So here we go. Over or under $100. 96 full-size Snickers energy bars sold on Amazon specifically, okay? They're not sold individually. They're sold in packages.
Sorry. I'm really confused here. You said Snickers
energy bars. Right.
So, like, not a normal Snicker bar.
A normal Snicker bar.
A normal Snicker bar is not an energy bar.
Yeah. That's what ignorant people would say. Go ahead.
Okay, it's not how they brand it. Just like if you ask Snickers, if we called Snickers on and you said the Snicker Energy Bar, they would say, you mean the Snickers Bar? And you said, no, the Snickers Energy Bar. And they'd say, we don't make a Snickers Energy Bar. We would make a Snicker Candy Bar.
I know somebody who works for that company, so we'll confirm later.
Yes, I would like this. Is it... Okay.
So they're not sold individually. They're sold in packages of like... I said 96 because I think it was like two packages. So there were 48 in a pack.
Oh, at Costco. So this is like
This is on Amazon.
But there's 48 in a pack. They're full size. 96
of them. 96 of them. Yeah.
See, this is really hard because in Canada, it would be over $100. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say in the States, it's under $100.
$84. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, finally.
Correct.
That would be like $124 up here in Canada.
Okay. Well, we're not in Canada right now. Actually, you are. I'm not in Canada, and I can't research Canadian prices as easily. So you're stuck with that.
I'm not where you are, and therefore your answer is invalid.
Yeah, also in Canada, they have things like ketchup-flavored Doritos. So tell me how that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I am Canadian, and they do have ketchup-flavored Doritos, which is just a limited-time edition thing. It's not a normal thing. Okay. It's weird, even to us Canadians.
Yeah, I looked at it in the store, and I was like, that can't be real. Is this like a joke gift or something?
I haven't tried it yet. I want to try it, because we have ketchup chips, and ketchup chips are amazing. Like, I don't know if you've ever had ketchup chips. They're like a Canadian thing that are a Canadian staple, and we love them.
No, I would guess that ketchup chips, like, struggle with yuckiness, so I wouldn't try them.
I've got to do you guys have dill pickle chips?
Yes, we do have those.
Okay. I'm going to send you ketchup chips. Mm-hmm. They're good.
Just bring them next time you come down for backpacking.
Sure.
All right.
They could be the one light thing that I carry for you on the next trip.
That's true. I will take that. All right. Tidbits we got. Please subscribe if you had any sort of interest in this episode. If Jesse entertained you at all and you agree that he had some good answers, which I actually think he did, please consider subscribing on YouTube if you're watching or on your favorite podcast app. We would really appreciate it. And don't be afraid to leave us a review or leave some comments down below. We might include those in a future episode. And there's always the random gearbox prize coming at you for those Apple podcast reviews. Jesse, what's going on with your YouTube? What you got?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're interested in watching me through hike the Great Divide Trail, I'm posting up my entire series up there on Backcountry Forward on YouTube. You can check me out. And of course, you can always reach me on Instagram at Backcountry Forward if you want to just chat, talk gear. If you have a gear suggestion that you think I should have mentioned in this podcast, then let me know. I'd love to hear from you.
Well said.
Yeah. Also, are there going to be links in the description to these products, do you think?
Yeah, of course. Good question. So I'll have links in the show description for both the audio and video option. And yeah, you can check them out. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was just thinking it'd be a great thing if people wanted to support the channel to go and click some of those links.
Oh, right. Yeah. Specifically. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Thanks for asking about that. Yeah. It does help support the channel. So check them out on either venue. Thank you very much. All right, that's all I got, my friends. So thanks, everybody, for joining us for another week of Backpacking and Blisters, and we really appreciate it. Have a great week. God bless, everybody.
God bless. I want to fly.
This episode is brought to you by BlendJet. I love smoothies, especially after hard workouts, but I don't like paying smoothie bar prices. Or if I make my own using the bulky blender that's hard to clean. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work or a protein shake at the gym. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go. With over 30 plus colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code BACKPACKING12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the code BACKPACKING12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping.